Penguin Random House Audio presents Cats of the World by Hannah Shaw and Andrew Martella. This is the author, Hannah Shaw. This program contains a downloadable bonus PDF that contains over 100 select images from the book. Before we begin, I just want to thank you for joining me on this audiobook journey. I'm here in the studio with my foster kittens. Say hi! And I can't wait to share these stories with you. This is a very visual book, and luckily we have an attached bonus PDF with more than 100 select photos. If you ever have a chance to look through a hard copy, you'll get to see more than 700 beautiful photos taken by Andrew. Okay, let's begin our travels. Dedicated to the beautiful cats, both named and unnamed, with whom we share our world. Introduction. Where there are humans, there are cats. In nearly every corner of the earth, cats have integrated into our societies, their lives inextricably intertwined with ours. The connection we share knows no bounds and no borders. The human-feline origin story is one of interdependence. It begins with the advent of agriculture, when the cultivation of grain catapulted our potential as a species, but also attracted rodents who threatened our crops. Enter cats. Valuing their prowess as hunters, we formed an unlikely alliance that would ensure our mutual survival, and the stage was set for a symbiotic partnership that would eventually extend its influence across the globe. Since the dawn of international travel, cats have been along for the journey. As early seafarers explored and traded, cats disembarked from the ships, spreading far and wide until the world map was covered in paw prints. Today, the question is not whether cats will inhabit areas of human settlement, but how we will engage with them when they do. Humans have cast cats in diverse roles throughout history and across cultures: villain and hero, nuisance and muse, invader and beloved companion. A wide variety of factors have converged to influence these impressions, such as folklore and belief systems, culture and politics, even climate and topography. We may all share Felis catus as a neighbor, but our perspectives vary as much as the languages we use to describe them. Regardless of where we live, every community has one thing in common. There is always someone showing kindness to cats. The Kenyan fisherman shares his catch. The French foster parent bottle feeds kittens in her flat. The Chilean shopkeeper adopts a resident feline. Humans navigate through a wide spectrum of circumstances: the abundance or scarcity of resources, the absence or presence of laws. But as we face a kaleidoscope of regional differences, a common virtue connects us all. Compassion is a universal language. Living in the United States, I've sought every opportunity to voyage beyond my bubble. At home, I am a professional writer and humane educator focused on the protection and well-being of cats. My talented husband, Andrew Martella, is a full-time cat photographer, and together we run a kitten welfare nonprofit while fostering a revolving door of neonatal kittens. To decompress from the constant demands of animal rescue and creative work, we've always loved to travel together, initially on the hilariously faulty premise that it would give us a break from cats. But of course, with Andrew's camera and my curiosity, we inevitably found ourselves visiting a Japanese cat island, rescuing a kitten in Peru, and encountering cats in a meat market in Malaysia, where we first conceptualized this book. The richness of discourse we had with international animal advocates opened my eyes, and Andrew's photographs unlocked a breathtaking glimpse into the world of felines. The more we learned and experienced, the more we longed to know about the lives of cats all around the world and the people who love and care for them. During this labor of love, we didn't travel with a big production team or have fancy accommodations. It was just the two of us, our backpacks, and an itinerary we built around connections we made organically. The photographs in this book resulted from Andrew carrying 40 pounds of gear on his back, sometimes through sweltering heat and on treacherously steep hikes. The stories you'll hear describe real people, former strangers who welcomed us into their lives and became dear friends. This book does not represent the entire world, nor any chapter an entire country. Rather, we offer a magical peek at the raw beauty of the cats and humans with whom we share our Earth, spotlighting the compassion that unites us. We hope it will be a beacon that inspires you to make the world a better place in your own way as the human-feline story continues to unfold. Malaysia. Malay for cat is kucing. Penang. Georgetown, Penang is famous for its street food, with crowds of eager eaters flocking from around the world to indulge in local delicacies. Food is a great unifier. It brings individuals together from across cultures and even across species. It therefore came as no surprise to find cats living all over this beautiful city celebrated for its cuisine. Our visit intersected with Chinese New Year, during which many locals return home to be with family, leaving the markets barren and the neighborhoods uncharacteristically quiet. But while the human residents are away, the local cats stretch out into the scenery more than ever. Strings of scarlet Chinese lanterns decorated the streets as we walked, not a soul in sight aside from a young brown tabby with a nubby tail standing along the path. He meowed as if to extend an invitation, then pranced into a cavernous, empty meat market, where a family of felines was sprawled comfortably across the concrete slabs. A young kitten sat at the center, her wide eyes illuminated by the skylights overhead. Curious and uncertain, she cautiously approached my outstretched hand, sniffing deeply. Time stood still as we paused in contemplation of one another. Gazing at me, did she see a potential companion or a mere passerby? Looking back at her, did I see a displaced baby or a treasured member of an autonomous family? Having had enough of my stare, she galloped away toward a tabby cat who licked her gently on the head, and I had my answer. Throughout Penang, it's common to see community cats, cats who live freely in the neighborhood. They embody a wide range of experiences. Some have one caregiver, some have 10, and others care for themselves by hunting and scavenging. Many even have adoptive homes, but are customarily permitted to venture outside. Only the rich and the famous keep cats like caged animals, said Satya, a local naturalist. Most of the time, cats are free. Across the island in the small fishing village of Teluk Bahang, paw prints in the sand led to an open-air refuge along the crystal blue waters of the Malacca Strait. At Cat Beach Sanctuary, felines lounge in the shade of palm trees while taking in the sea breeze. Free to roam, each cat has their own chosen territory and social group, as well as access to the sandy shore that serves as a gigantic litter box, which is, of course, scooped daily with a large rake. A stone's throw from the water, an old wooden house has been reimagined as a base of operations and a maternity ward for feline families. Inside, cats yowled in anticipation as a volunteer prepared a mixture of cooked rice and ground chicken with a bit of commercial cat food blended in. According to Teviot Fair Service, who founded the organization with local fisherman Nana Bin Wanchik, many of the cats they rescue arrive heavily pregnant or already nursing young kittens. Unfortunately, superstition causes many not to spay or neuter. Some say that they wouldn't sterilize a cat because it could cause their own family to become infertile, she said. Teviot hopes to inspire change throughout the region by inviting visitors to spend time with cats at their sanctuary on the shore. She said, "Here in the fishing village, people live close together in a small community where the cats go in and out. But as you get into higher income areas, you find that many managements will not allow cats in the building. We want to see that change because a house is not a home without a cat." Pahang. Nestled in the Titiwangsa Mountains, the rolling hills of Cameron Highlands are adorned with tea plantations and strawberry farms as far as the eye can see. The fertile landscape and scenic vistas are attractive not only to the visitors and locals, many of whom work in the agricultural sector, but also to a number of cats who live in the residential areas. Enjoying the cool mountain breeze as we explored by foot, we came upon Khalil, who was rubbing a cat's belly in the driveway of his Brinchang home.
If someone throws...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?